The spread trap: why zero-fee crypto cards cost more. The most expensive word in crypto cards is free. A crypto card that charges 0% in fees and converts your Bitcoin at 2.5% above market price costs you $25 on every $1,000 spent. A card that charges a flat 1% fee but converts at the actual market rate costs you $10. The free card is 2.5x more expensive, and most users never notice because the cost is invisible. This is the spread trap, and it is the single largest hidden cost in crypto card spending. In 2026, with crypto cards competing aggressively for users across Europe, the US, and global markets, the marketing war over zero fees has made it harder than ever to compare real costs. Cards that advertise 0% transaction fees, 0% FX fees, and 0% conversion fees are not lying. They are just hiding the fee in a place most users never look: the exchange rate itself. How the spread actually works. The spread is the difference between the mid-market price of a crypto asset, the real price, visible on CoinGecko or CoinMarketCap, and the execution price the card issuer gives you when you tap your card. When you swipe a crypto card at a coffee shop for $5, the issuer sells a tiny fraction of your crypto to pay the merchant in fiat. The question is, at what price do they sell it? A transparent issuer sells your ETH at $2,500, the mid-market price, and charges you a visible 1% fee, 0.05. You see the fee on your statement. You can calculate it. You can compare it. A spread-based issuer sells your ETH at an internal rate of 2,137, 2.5% below mid-market, and charges you 0% invisible fees. Your statement shows no fee line item. But you received $2,437 worth of purchasing power for ETH that was worth $2,500. The $63 difference per ETH went to the issuer. You just cannot see it. Dynamic spreads make it worse. Most crypto card issuers use dynamic spreads that widen during volatility. When Bitcoin drops 5% in an hour, the spread might jump from 1.5% to 4% because the issuer increases their buffer to protect against price movement during the settlement window, typically 100-500 milliseconds between your tap and the actual conversion. This means the zero-fee card costs more precisely when the market is most active, which is often when users are most likely to be checking prices and spending. Weekend spreads also tend to be wider. Liquidity on OTC desks and exchanges drops on Saturday and Sunday. Some issuers pass this reduced liquidity through as a wider spread, meaning your Sunday brunch costs more to convert than your Tuesday grocery run. Real cards, real numbers. We compared the actual cost of spending $1,000 through different fee structures. The transparent fee column shows issuers that charge a visible percentage. The spread-based column shows issuers that advertise zero fees but embed costs in the conversion rate. Fee model: visible fee, typical spread, total cost per $1,000, annual cost, 3K MO. Nay. AIM Mesquimod transparent, 1% flat, 1.0%, 0.001%, 10.11, 360, 396, transparent, 0.5% flat, 0.5%, 0.001%, 5.6, 180, 216, spread based mild, 0%, 1PO, 1.5%, 10.15, 365, 40, spread based moderate, 0%, 2.0, 2.5%, 20, 25, 720, and 900, spread based aggressive, 0%, 3.0, 4.0%, 30, 40, 1,080, 1,440. At 3,000 month in spending, the difference between a transparent 1% fee card and an aggressive spread-based 0% fee card is $720, $1,044 per year. That gap is larger than most annual card fees. The cashback illusion: the spread trap becomes even more deceptive when combined with cashback rewards. Consider this scenario. A card advertises 3% cashback with 0% fees. Sounds excellent. But if the issuer embeds a 3.5% spread in every conversion, you are actually losing 0.5% on every purchase. The cashback is not a reward. It is a partial refund of the hidden fee you already paid. Scenario: Sierra cashback rate, hidden spread, net result per $1,000, Oracle Voltage Toss, honest 2% cashback, 0.5% fee, $20, 5, 15 on profit, marketed 3% cashback, 2% spread of $30, $20, $10 profit, marketed 4% cashback, 5% spread, $40, $50, $10 loss. The third scenario is not hypothetical. Some crypto apps, particularly those targeting first-time users who do not compare rates, operate with spreads wide enough to turn cashback into a net loss for the user. How to detect the spread on your card? You do not need special tools. The test takes 30 seconds. Step 1. Open your crypto card app. Find the rated offers to convert 1 BTC or 1 ETH or any asset you hold. Step 2. Open CoinGecko, CoinMarketCap, or any neutral price aggregator. Check the current mid-market price for the same asset. Step 3. Calculate the percentage difference. If your card app shows BTC at $97,000 and CoinGecko shows $100,000, the spread is 3%. Do this at different times. Check during U.S. market hours, highest liquidity, tightest spreads, during European evening, moderate, and on Sunday morning, lowest liquidity, widest spreads. The variation tells you how dynamic the issuer's pricing really is. Stablecoin spreads are not zero, either. A common assumption is that spending stablecoins eliminates the spread entirely. After all, USDC is pegged to $1, so converting USDC to USD should be 1.1. In practice, most issuers apply a small spread even on stablecoin conversions, typically 0.1-0.5%. On a $5,000 monthly spend funded with USDC, a 0.3% stablecoin spread costs 15-month or 180-year. That is smaller than the spread on volatile assets, but it is not zero. Cards with genuine 0% FX on stablecoin to fiat conversions do exist, and the difference compounds. Cross-currency stablecoin conversions carry additional spread. Converting USDC pegged to USD to EIUR at point of sale involves two spreads, the stablecoin to fiat spread and the FX spread. Some issuers absorb the FX conversion into one combined rate. Others stack them. Which cards use which model? The market has shifted toward greater transparency since 2024, partly driven by MiCA regulation in Europe requiring clearer fee disclosure. But the split remains. Transparent fee model. Visible fee, tight or zero spread. Cards from issuers that operate their own exchange or have deep OTC liquidity tend toward this model. Coinbase, Kraken, and Binance convert at or near their exchange spot price and charge a visible transaction fee. You can verify the rate against their own order book in real time. Spread embedded model, zero visible fee, wider spread. More common among cards issued through third-party payment processors, where the issuer does not control the liquidity source. The spread compensates the liquidity provider and the card issuer simultaneously, but neither party discloses their individual take. Hybrid model, small visible fee plus moderate spread. Some issuers charge a small visible fee, 0.51%, while also maintaining a modest spread, 0.51%. This is the worst of both worlds for users who assume the visible fee is the total cost. The takeaway, a visible fee is not automatically better than a spread. What matters is the total cost. A card with 0% visible fees and a 0.5% spread is cheaper than a card with 1% visible fees and a 0.3% spread. Always measure the all-in cost. MiCA and the regulatory push for transparency. Europe's markets and crypto assets. Regulation is beginning to change how card issuers disclose conversion costs. MiCA's best execution principles require crypto service providers to obtain the best possible result for their clients, taking into account price, costs, speed, and likelihood of execution. In practice, enforcement is still catching up. Most card issuers classify themselves as payment service providers rather than trading venues, which creates ambiguity about whether best execution rules apply to card conversions. The European Banking Authority has signaled that it expects crypto to fiat conversions embedded in payment products to be covered, but formal guidance is pending. For users, this means the regulatory floor is rising. By late 2026, expect more issuers to publish their spread ranges or conversion methodologies in product documentation. Until then, the 30-second test described above remains your best defense. The 1,000-month freelancer test. To make this concrete, here is what a freelancer spending $3,000 a month on a crypto card actually pays under different fee structures, using real-world spread estimates. Card type. Monthly spend, visible fees, Estimated spread. Total monthly cost. Annual cost. Hanium, Krobaum, Danielpaka, 0% fee, tight spread. $3,000, 0, 15, 0.5%, $15, 180, 1% fee, near zero spread. $3,000, $30, 3, 0.1%, 33, 396, 0% fee, moderate spread. $3,000, 0, 60, 2.0%. $60, 720, 0% fee, aggressive spread. $3,000, 0, 105, 3.5%, 105 points 260. The 0% fee card with a tight 0.5% spread is genuinely the cheapest option at 180 a year. But the 0% fee card with a 3.5% spread costs 1,260 a year, more than three times the transparent 1% fee card. The problem is that both cards look identical in their marketing. Both say 0% fees. Only one actually costs less.